Executive Director of the Lynn Community Health Center.
Okay, well, thank you all for being here to talk about this. We're kind of an interesting group here. We're not really a group. We're looking at healthcare from several different vantage points. And my vantage point is strictly from the view on the ground in Lynn, Massachusetts, in trying to provide healthcare services. And I am challenged here.
Left one?
Okay, sorry. I don't have any disclosures to make. this is just a brief paid political announcement for the Lynn Community Health Center. And we're a little unusual among community health centers in that we started off as a mental health clinic and have grown from there. This is, I think pictures are much more interesting than some of the sentences. And if you look at the upper left, that's what we started off as. That's a little storefront in Lynn. That's a counseling center. And interestingly, the folks that started that are still involved with the health center, which is an unusual thing. Below it, there's a picture of a house on Goldfish Pond. The Latino community in Lynn still refer to the health center as La Laguita, because although we moved away from that little house in the early 90s, it was on a little lake, and La Laguita means little pond in Spanish. To the right is the building that we moved into in 1993, which was actually a Woolworths before we were there. And so we've grown quite a bit. I won't go through the statistics, but you can kind of get a flavor for the various services that we provide and the cute babies that we have at the Lynn Community Health Center. We do make the best babies at the Lynn Community Health Center. And we've gotten kind of technological. You can see some of our equipment, the mammography machine and the fancy-dancy robot in our pharmacy that quickly counts pills without errors. Its name is Rosie. So we're really here to talk about vision, though. But I wanted to give you an idea about how eclectic a community health center can be, because essentially what we're doing is providing the full range of health services. And we could just as easily be at the dental session this morning or the mental health session this morning or the midwifery section, the health education section. But one of the reasons that we started with vision is because we were doing so much work with our diabetic patients, and the diabetic patients needed an eye exam every year, and our patients were not getting it. We thought our patient population, like Roger did, was particularly at risk, and so we said, we've got to figure out a way to do this. So this is just more on the health center's continued growth, because maybe you've all been reading about health reform, but essentially all of it really relies on community-based programming such as we provide. And in Massachusetts, actually, we've done some work on this before some of the other states. This is just a quick discussion about how we built a building, and that's our staff a few years ago in front of the building saying, we have no more space. So we somehow, I think in the conversation, we talked about the Lynn Community Health Center with these environmental justice people, and I started talking about how we had contaminated soil in the parking lot next to us where we were gonna be building our expansion. And I said we were in a Woolworths. That spot next to us used to be a movie theater, and movie theaters in the 1950s had asbestos tiles and kind of interesting lead marquees, and guess what? We found out that we had some contamination, and that was going to be a problem. But we found it out early enough so that when we were doing our financing, we could account for it, which was terrific. So I just want to let you know, this is what it looked like getting rid of the asbestos when we were doing our construction. We were really worried about how the community would respond, but they seemed to think it was pretty cool to see these guys in the white suits. So what we also discovered, I kept saying, well, gosh, if we've got contamination, there must be money out there somewhere to help us. And it turns out that you can't get grant money anymore for anything. Really, what you can get is tax credits. And tax credits are designed for wealthy people in America to invest in low-income communities at a huge, and they get a huge tax advantage. That winnows down to some money for community health centers or whoever is doing this work. So essentially, we ended up with 35% of the expense back to us in the form of cash to help with the asbestos removal. If any of you were wealthy enough to invest in brownfield tax credits, you got a lot more, and more power to you, because we needed that money. So this is just a quick group of slides of the health center and our building project, which has nothing to do with eye care particularly, but I like the pictures. So you can kind of see that's what the parking lot looked like to the left of that building. And that's what it looked like about three quarters of the way through. That's what it looks like pretty much now. So that's so brownfield tax credits and new market tax credits are part of how we did that. So switching back to eye care for just a second, this is just gives you an idea of what the comprehensive program that we have at the health center that really is like many of the other health centers, as designed by Roger and the New England College of Optometry. This is what it looks like. We have all this cool testing equipment. I want you to know I'm a patient of the Lynn Community Health Center eye care service, and I recently went for my exam, and they discovered that I had pseudoexfoliative syndrome, which my colleagues tell me would lead to glaucoma if I wasn't being treated by our clinic. That was the most thorough eye exam I'd ever had, actually. And so even though this is really, we're here for a low-income community, I have to tell you, the services are just first rate. I think one of the things that really excited me about, in addition to doing the eye clinic with New England College, what they did is they offered to bring their van to Lynn, which was fantastic. We sat with the mayor, first of all, to talk to her about this and said, you know, this could be your vision for the city. And she really got into it. And so this became sort of an outreach effort to try to get to a lot of the people who might not necessarily come to the health center. So we got a lot of support for this idea from the mayor, from the superintendent, Public Housing Authority, and Greater Lynn Senior Services, and the van went pretty much everywhere. So this was kind of a collaborative activity, and the general idea was with the van is not just to do screening, but actually to provide glasses. That was the idea, and particularly for the kids in Lynn who typically go to school without their glasses, and so you know. I'm not sure how you can learn. I think one of the things that we talk about as being behavior problems in school that we think maybe are mental health related or disability related in some way, many of them may turn out to be kids just can't see. So this is what the inside of the van looked like, which is pretty cool. It's almost as good as the health center's eye clinic. And so far, we've done quite a bit. We've been to a couple of the schools that were considered poor performing schools. We've been to the senior center, to a variety of different apartments, lots of glasses, lots of follow up at this school, at the health center eye care service. So thank you very much. And